It is the toughest unit in the toughest prison in California, and one of the toughest in the country. The Security Housing Unit at Pelican Bay Prison is home to convicts who, along with their largely violent crimes, are suspected of being part of California's ruthless prison gangs. Gangs that hurt and kill in prison and control all kinds of illegal activity outside. Conditions in the SHU, as it's called, are harsh. A hunger strike, now in its third week, is calling for reforms and limits on how long prisoners can be kept in isolation. And the state is now making changes. Corrections officials are working to move some prisoners out of the SHU. Michael Montgomery of member station KQED, along with the Center for Investigative Reporting, met some of the prisoners who just emerged from years of isolation.
In a classroom at a state prison in Corcoran, deep in California's Central Valley, 14 inmates are sitting around me in a semicircle. The men seem relaxed, but many of the faces are washed out, the result of years in windowless lockup units.
Have you ever seen that cartoon where that little mouse comes out of a hole and you just like all disoriented? That's how we feel right now, you know?
That's Sergio. Like all the men here, he asked that I only use his first name out of concern that other inmates might retaliate for speaking to a reporter. Sergio is 53 and is originally from Southern California. He spent a total of 21 years isolated in a special security unit, mainly at Pelican Bay State Prison, which is at the center of the inmate hunger strike.
I'm still trying to figure out how to associate with people, it's all kind of strange, you know, but it'll take a little while to get used to it.
Being in the cell by yourself with all that time, if you're not doing nothing, your mind's going to start playing games on you.
George spent a total of 17 years in isolation, also mostly at Pelican Bay.
You need to occupy your time. You need to do something creative. You need to feel good about yourself, because if you don't, it's like falling off an airplane without a parachute.
The men here are part of a new program in California that is moving inmates out of isolation and into regular prisons. That is, if they're no longer considered a security threat. Most of the men were originally convicted of violent crimes, but they were held in isolation based on allegations that they were active in dangerous prison gangs. Here, for the first time in years, the men can exercise, unshackled and in the open air with other inmates.
You smell freedom. Even though we're on the main line, you still smell freedom.
I mean, even though there's concrete walls?
It doesn't matter, because these concrete walls are further apart. In the bay, there's only 20-foot walls is all you see. So you're in a large box. Here, you don't see the walls. So freedom.
Two of the men, David and Daniel, walk with me in the yard across a scruffy lawn under a scorching late morning sun.
If you put a dog in a cage, that's all it knows. But once you open that cage and let him out in the backyard, he will not see that little cage, because that cage does not exist.
There are dozens of so-called supermax prisons around the country. But what distinguishes California is the extraordinary length of time some inmates are locked inside what are officially called security housing units.
You know, it'd be great if we didn't have to have security housing units at all.
That's Kelly Harrington, an associate director in the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. He says the units are necessary to control violent prison gangs. But he also says new rules will shorten the minimum number of years men spend in isolation and allow them to earn their way out through good behavior.
And when you're on a general population facility, you get the access to those enhanced privileges, contact visits, actually going to school, going out to a yard program. So that is the goal, and hopefully the men that are in the security housing units will see that as a incentive to go out.
Across California, families of men held in the security units and advocates have staged protests in support of the hunger strike.
Hunger strike all night, all day! Run!
At a recent rally near Corcoran, hundreds of people marched in scorching heat to the gates of the massive concrete prison. They carried pickets and banners saying long-term solitary confinement amounts to torture. Their message to the Department of Corrections: the changes being made don't go far enough.
It's going very slowly, and many people have been told they're going to move, but they haven't been moved. The actual number of people who have been moved, I think, is fairly small.
Carol Strickman is a staff attorney at Legal Services for Prisoners with Children, an advocacy group. She says that while 200 inmates have been approved for transfer, 4,000 others remain in the security units. What's more, Strickman says the department's new rules leave key elements of the old policy in place.
People can still serve lengthy terms, including life, in solitary confinement.
Back in the prison classroom, the inmates, who until just a few weeks earlier were in isolation, reflect on some of their new freedoms, like phone calls home. An inmate named Armando says this can lead to confusion. Like the other prisoners we interviewed for this story, he asked that we not use his full name out of safety concerns.
Some of us call the house and the family says, "Who is this?" They can't believe it's you, and they think you're playing a trick on them. Some people won't even accept the call because they think they're kidding.
But what stands out above all is human touch. California requires inmates in the security units to be in cuffs or belly chains whenever they're outside their cell or exercise areas. And they can only meet visitors from behind thick glass. Here is different. Daniel recalls leaving isolation and meeting his family without a glass partition.
Memorable, amazing, tender, all the emotions that you thought were not there resurface.
How long had it been since you held hands with your mom?
Over, what, say 14 years? And my sister's like, what, 20?
Still, even though they're out of Pelican Bay, the men face other challenges. Many California prisons are in perpetual security lockdowns, and the promised education and work opportunities are few and far between, says Alex, an inmate who spent a total of 17 years in isolation before being transferred here.
It may be better than the Bay, but we're still being warehoused because we have nothing to do. I think they need to put us in some types of vocations, work, get us work, keep us occupied.
State corrections officials say they are ready to transfer more inmates out of isolation if they qualify. But for now, that effort is on hold as hundreds of prisoners continue a hunger strike. For NPR News, I'm Michael Montgomery.
And that story was produced as part of a collaboration between member station KQED and the Center for Investigative Reporting.